2022, here we come, baby.
If you don't have a plan on what to do with your Christmas tree, we're going to share this link here momentarily to an article KTAR.com put out on locations in the Phoenix metro area, broken down by city that you can take it. You know, Apache Junction, Buckeye. And the times are different. The locations are different. You know, some places it's just on Sunday they're picking up. Other places like A to Z equipment, you can drop off any time that they're open between now and next weekend. They are closed today and tomorrow. There is, at Tempe, it's just straight at the city composting yard, so they're going to go right into the chipper, get composted and put out as mulch, you know, somewhere locally. Surprise has a few drop-offs, so we'll share that on our social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can find the link there or search it on KTAR.com. We live in an area where you can burn. So we've got Dad's Christmas tree, the office Christmas tree, and our Christmas tree. We usually do it on as part of our New Year's celebration, but being as we were live this Saturday morning, and I'm not a late night owl anyway, we'll do our bonfire tonight.
You'll be able to see it in the western sky.
and it's wet enough, you know.
Right. And put it right in the middle of the arena, right?
Hey, yeah, I got a question. Does Arizona Game and Fish collect Christmas trees for some of the lakes to build habitat? Catch them big bass?
You know what, Gary? There was a time they did.
Okay.
But now they've gone to artificial structures that last longer, and they actually put work crews and volunteer crews together to build them on the boat ramps, and then Fish and Game comes in with their placement boats and places them in place, made out of PVC and flexible tubing and stuff like that. So I don't know that they're currently taking Christmas trees for that anymore. They used to bind them all together and throw them in.
As long as I throw the lure in there and I'm catching fish, I don't mind.
That's right. You don't mind what the artificial reef looks like, right?
No.
Dr. Dean, can't thank you enough for coming in today and talking through good and bad neighbors throughout the history of the great state of Arizona.
Pleasure to be here, and happy new year to you and your listeners. It's going to be a great year, and I'm going away with things to do around my house.
Yeah. We've got a Jennifer, what was that call from the one woman just a few minutes ago?
Oh, Miss Stephanie called just to comment on the neighborhood hour, just good neighbor hour, how much she enjoyed the conversation. She had been here probably sounded like the 50s. They had moved originally into a John F. Long home.
Oh.
Moved away, came back to Arizona, settled up Scottsdale Way, and they have just worked hard to make sure that they have known their neighbors, met their neighbors. They know 95% of their neighbors, and they hold block parties.
Well, 95%, as we're seeing from the Pew Research Center, is well above what the average is for urban residents who only know 24% of their neighbors. Get out there and get to know your neighbors. Throw a little coffee party one morning or a brunch party one afternoon and get to know a couple of your folks. That's our tip for 2022. Get to know your neighbors.
And we spent a lot of time this hour talking about the digital app at Holmes Auto. You can start at rosieonthehouse.com/app. Another little more old school way that you can keep up with your home maintenance is get a Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar. If you're not already on the mailing list to receive one, you can just let us know the address you would like us to mail it to, and every 200th new request we get triggers the next mail delivery, and then you'll just be on that list, and every December this will come to your mailbox. It gives you a preview of what we're talking about each month. It gives you an idea of what we're talking about in the outdoor living hour, what we're going to be covering as your weekly to-do in the open home hour, and then it also has promotional offerings by our certified partners. Like this week, Fox Valley Electric and Solar is offering 10% off their generator packages with 0% financing, a great option, especially for rural communities that, you know, if you've ever been in an issue with power surges here or there, great option. It's something we actually are working on putting on at our house. And then at the very back, it's our updated list of our certified contractors and service providers to take care of your home, castle, or cabin if you're not a do-it-yourself or the project is a little bit more than you can handle. Everyone here has been in business locally for at least 5 years, licensed, bonded, insured. They've signed a code of ethics and a complaint resolution policy. Should you ever have a problem with one of them, there's a written plan on how they've or contractually obligated to correct the problem. So it's the best local resource for maintaining your home, castle, or cabin. And then if you sign up for the digital app, you can track all these projects and maintenance items digitally. You can record who was on site to do the work, the technician's name, the brand. You can upload copies of the warranty and, you know, have it all stored there for future use and reference.
2022, we got one for you, buddy. Let's pay attention to our neighbors. Let's pay attention to our house. Let's pay attention to the great state we live in of Arizona. And let's all become that good neighbor. Even if you've got a complicated neighbor, break the pattern. Set the stage for introducing them to the concept of becoming a good neighbor. We'll be talking about neighbors the whole month of January. Hope you'll join us next Saturday. As always, we'll be here for you, the Arizona homeowner.